Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has confirmed that he has fathered a child with a longtime member of his household staff, and that this happened 10 years ago. The Mike O'Mara Show is proud to have an exclusive interview with that young man today. Hello, hello, young man.
Hello. Hi.
So we know that it's a boy.
Nine. I was told the thing is you're not supposed to reveal my sex. You don't want to tell anybody whether I'm a boy or a girl.
It is hard
and
to
I
tell.
Won't do the interview if you're going to tell whether I'm a boy or a girl, okay?
Are you very strong?
I'm strong.
Are you the fastest boy in your class?
Yes, I am.
Ah.
Okay. I'm not a boy or a girl.
Or
I don't want
you
to say what sex I am, okay?
May we call you AJ? Huh?
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you sound like your man.
I mean, thank you.
Do you talk to your father much?
Nine.
Really?
My father and stuff doesn't have anything to do with me.
That's
you
funny
know,
because...
He just, you know, I live in California.
Where?
With my, California
you
with,
sound,
with
sound
my
like
mother.
It.
And, you know, the thing is I don't talk to dad.
Wow.
Daddy. But I know he's my father.
Surprising.
I've got all these posters for Mr. Olympia and Terminator right. and Conan the Barbarian.
Conan, really? Which was your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger film?
I think I like Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, good choice. You know,
that's a
funny
one.
He worked with Sinbad and things, and you know, it looked real good when they had these funny scenes in the store where they both want that
where?
Toy.
At the
right.
where?
The kids are just dying right. to get the special toy.
Well,
you know?
You're 10,
it's
so
much
makes
fun.
Sense.
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
The Turbo
yeah.
Man dog.
Yeah, well, that's the Turbo Man.
Now, apparently you're...
Hold on.
Yes.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm doing my curls.
Oh,
I'm doing my curls to keep my biceps exploding. But you still don't know if I'm a boy or a girl, okay?
No, not for sure.
That's right, young man.
I'm going to be rich.
Now, here's a question. You spent time growing up in the Schwarzenegger house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know?
I said my... You know, we said the story was that my father was another guy, and so Maria wouldn't know. We, you know, we told him that my father was another guy.
Did you reveal details about your fake father?
Nine. No, I
didn't
have
job or anything?
I don't have anything to do with that because my mother was the one involved in that charade.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So you would play with the other Schwarzenegger kids?
Yeah, and I didn't know at the time that they were my half brothers and sisters. How about that for a crazy, crazy wacky thing?
That Since you are so closely related, it would
yes, I am and stuff.
Very awkward if you were to ever to have become attracted to them.
If I was attracted to them, of course, then we would produce a retard.
Nope.
Of some sort. Of,
wow, imagine that.
That would be horrible.
I just don't know.
And that's not a politically...
Lightly put, I'm
That's
sure.
not a politically correct
not,
term.
Not at all.
I'm
no.
sorry.
No.
Let me hit myself in the head for that one. Oh.
No. For talking
Come on now.
So you're saying
what
that
would
you...
Sergeant Shriver say?
Very little.
Yeah, well.
So
yeah.
you're saying that if you were to... make love to your half-brother.
If I had sex
with
him. I'm 10 years old.
But if this were to
You're
continue.
Inappropriate. This whole segment's inappropriate.
Sure
and you
is.
Were to yield offspring, they wouldn't be bright like you.
Nine. I'm smart.
Is that a cigar you're smoking?
Yeah, I've got a big cigar. Okay, the truth is out. I'm a boy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I'm a boy.
Well,
I'm a boy.
Arnold is a male's name.
Yes, yeah, Arnold. But I'm not Arnold Jr.
I thought you were.
Nine.
Oh. We were going to call you AJ.
Okay, I'll reveal my name, okay? Okay, what? How about I reveal my name
please,
to you?
Yes, right please. Now? What is your name,
okay.
boy?
Okay, my name is Pierce.
Pierce?
Pierce.
Like Pierce the Vagina.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
the entertainment capital of the world.
Mine's bigger than that.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, my cucumber. It's bigger.
Vegetables can be really sensuous, don't you think?
No. Vegetables are sensual. People are sensuous.
Right. Sensual. That's what I meant. But by the way, my name is Eric Stratton. They call me Otter.
My name's Marion. They call me Mrs. Wormer.
Oh, we have a Dean Wormer at Faber.
What a coincidence. I have a husband named Dean Wormer at Faber. You still want to show me your cucumber?
Well, we're having a little party at the Delta Tau Chi house tonight, and you are cordially invited.
I'm old enough to be your mother. Oh. Almost. Besides, I have to go to the goddamn senior honors dinner tonight.
Well, maybe some other time.
Doubtful.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Death to Lake Club.
Let me tell you about a place.
Oh, you know, this is an oldie.
Yeah.
That I like a lot.
Really
crank
old,
that up.
Yeah. Sam Cooke.
Yeah. Twisting the Night Away.
Twisting the Night Away.
Man, Sam Cooke got it done in those days.
Do you have
right?
a Sam Cooke Greatest Hits CD?
I do not, and I should get one.
I will see that you get one. Great album.
Man, I like that.
And this is
that.
The song they also cut to right after they leave the grocery store in Animal House. So
You know what a great comedy is? When you can still, after 30 years, you can still analyze it. You can still pick it apart. And what makes that funnier to me is when you hear the audio of Otter talking to Mrs. Wormer, He's not fazed at all by Dean Wormer.
No, right, not yeah. at
he's
all.
He's not fazed that he's like,
him.
We're having a party. He doesn't miss a beat.
No.
Well, and he invites her to the party.
We have a Dean Wormer at
right.
Faber.
A bad. Now, listen, Tim Matheson, you know, not Sir Laurence Olivier.
No.
But Tim Matheson, in his brilliance in that role,
yeah.
or maybe just because he got lucky.
Dumb luck, yeah.
He doesn't even miss a beat. A bad actor would go,
yeah.
And that would be the sitcom-y way, but no, he just goes right into the invite to the party,
yep.
which kills me. I love Animal House. I wish Carla would watch it more with me.
She hates movies.
They're doing a whole... you're seeing it a lot. You're seeing it quite often now.
I ended up watching about 40 minutes of it when I was pulling the tape yesterday.
Sure. It was on yesterday.
I put it on my DVD player. It was on all day.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
Thoroughly.
From the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. Tuesday, May 17, 2011, and we are over 6.5 million downloads and still growing.
Seems like a lot.
Our show today brought to you by the Big Duff 2. We're going to talk to Jason from Cameron Hills in just a second here. Our annual golf tournament is this Saturday at Cameron Hills. If you haven't signed up yet, screw you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We don't care.
No, I'd like to get some last-minute participation.
Yeah, well, Wednesday, 7 p.m. is the cutoff.
If you haven't made your last-minute plans, let me lay a little forecast around you. Here in the Washington, D.C. area, we are getting torrential rain. Mm-hmm. We are getting showers mm-hmm. and thunderstorms
right.
today, mm-hmm. tomorrow, mm-hmm. Thursday.
Maybe Thursday.
And maybe into Friday.
Maybe into Friday.
Would you like to know what the forecast is
Please.
For Saturday?
Yeah, that's the day of the Big Duff, Mike.
I looked at a weather map, mm-hmm. and I looked at a weather extended forecast.
Yes.
There were lightning bolts and showers every day mm-hmm. of this 7-day period.
Yes.
Except for Saturday.
Yes.
Where Woo! It's going to be sunshine mm-hmm. and 80 degrees.
Oh, wow. How perfect
that is what I call perfection mm-hmm. in the woods of King George, Virginia.
That's exactly yeah. the weather you want, not only for golf, but for the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. If you are mm-hmm. sitting at home right now, hearing my voice, listening to this on your MP3 player, if you're on your treadmill right now, mm-hmm. if you're driving somewhere right now, and you're listening to my voice, and you're going, oh, another weekend, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, now you know.
And you want to extricate yourself from your family, perhaps, for a wonderful day of debauchery?
You know you do.
Please join us at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. Time is running out. We mean it this time. Golf prizes, adult hijinks. We've just added a little spice to it.
The jinx, the jinx just got higher.
We just made a little deal to get that working a little better. Several packages still available. Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or call Jason like we're going to do at 628-1343, because, you know, this is our big event, and Jason gets the best deal of any advertiser we have because we talk about it.
Well,
so
rightly
much.
So.
Because he hosts he's got a golf course.
He's a favorite of ours.
And he invites us to the golf course.
He's letting us play with his train.
Let's give him a call. I promise this today. All right. Yes, a beautiful day. The rolling hills of King George, Virginia, are the site of this year's Big Duff 2, as sloppy fat men from all over the United States will gather on this hallowed ground.
With strippers.
With strippers to enjoy a day of golf and beer. And, of course, the fabulous Southern Buffet. Jason, we'll call you back to see if we can get that Skype working again. RJ, you going to start all over again and start again? Well, let me start again.
Oh, all right, give me a call.
Oh, there
if
we
you
go.
Want, I'll give you RJ. I can give you his phone number. Try that.
Yes, golf is the sport. Camaraderie is the agenda. As the Met.
This is Jason Hill.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
Are you in King George, Virginia right now?
I'm actually in Woodbridge right now. Looking at the weather for this weekend, and I'm getting boner.
It's so hot. The weather is going to be 80 degrees and sunny. Perfect. I am so psyched, because last year we had suspect weather, and in fact, it poured like hell, like right at the end of the event last year. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're not going to have to worry about that. At least I hope so. Keep your fingers crossed.
High 80, not a cloud in the sky.
We're going to get a better connection.
Be gorgeous.
All right, Jason, we're going to try one more time to call you back, because our Skype
out.
Is not. What? We're going to call you on your cell, Jason.
All right, boys.
All right, thank you.
Okay, boys.
That was weird, because, I mean, when he was in, it sounded like he was here in the studio with us. Yeah. So who are you texting, Oscar?
I'm trying to find the Reverend's number so we can call him.
Reverend.
You got it? Okay.
Oh, he's Reverend.
Well, he's a good friend of mine.
Is he Reverend?
He's known to be.
You hooked us up with this guy, right? Or no, did you become buddies with him afterwards?
I met Jason while we used to be on the air, and he came out to a couple events. He was a really nice guy.
Very nice guy. I partied with him in Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. Is he still on the wagon?
I don't know, to be honest.
This will be a great question.
Good guy.
Which wagon?
Right. The booze wagon.
Okay.
I know another wagon.
I know several.
The booze wagon. All right, we're going to try him again.
The bandwagon.
That's right.
Hopefully
station
this one
wagon.
Works.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what
That's
happens.
Right.
Little red wagon.
That's right. Tail wagon.
Skype's
the dog.
A cruel mistress.
Chuck wagon.
Oh, it's a good one. Your old DJ name.
Restaurant right around here called the Chuck Wagon.
5 stars, isn't it? In the Michelin
it's down near Dumfries. No, it's down
Hello,
there.
Sorry.
Hey, there you are. Better. Hi, Jason.
Yes, who's this?
How are you?
Is this Jason?
No, it's not. You got the wrong number.
Jesus Christ.
And the show started off so good.
No, it didn't.
Well, now, in comparison now, it looks great.
Can you dial the digits properly, please?
All right.
We will edit.
You know, whenever
all
we have
to,
here's the problem with Skype. We're going through we're going through inchworm.
Okay.
And inchworm goes slow.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's not his fault.
Well.
Yeah, not at all.
Can we have another recap of the Rolling Hills?
No. I'm out. Jesus Christ.
I was counting,
to talk to the owner of Cameron.
I was counting down to the meltdown.
I think what this underscores.
My whole day's been like this today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
technical.
That.
Angie Goff, our traffic reporter, the line which, oh, God forbid you check that line before we start a show. Mm-hmm. But it's that S is the bed, so
what
we don't have
What you need
our
is some sort
reporter.
Of lucky charm, like a four-leaf clover.
All right, stop it. Behave yourself.
Measuring.
Keep a dull roar on that. If you
isn't the News Babes gala tonight?
What?
The News Babes gala tonight?
The thing we went to last
year?
Yeah.
It's an absolutely fabulous event.
Yeah. If you're a girl who's well known in Washington.
Yeah, I'll be there at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Just curious. I thought I saw that on
the news. It's in the Liz Crenshaw room.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the News Babes again.
I just heard that.
Not a word.
Thought of you guys.
Liz Crenshaw room.
It's a beautiful, big,
spacious,
brown, hanging chandelier.
Chandelier?
Oh, sorry.
Hey, so much Jason, better. How are you?
Hello?
I'm okay. Who's this?
It's again with the wrong
number. Do you have the right number? Do you have the right number?
Apparently not.
Do you want to try my number?
I hope this is not the number we've been giving
Turn
out on
Turn his microphone
air.
On, at least, so we can hear
Can you hook
this.
Up the iPod to my phone? We'll call him straight from here.
Yeah, right. But it won't work because the sound won't carry. We've tried that
Are you
before.
Sure?
We've tried it
I
before.
I do that. I've done that before. This is the number
You might
I
have to get up. You might have to get up.
It'd be better.
You might have to get your fat ass up.
It'd be better if we didn't.
Is this try four?
God damn it.
Is this
try
four?
At least four, yeah.
Jesus.
This underscores just how far in the woods this place is.
Oh, my God.
He got a phone list.
But if we get the same number again, make
We're
sure we
calling
place-
Jason at Cameron Hills
Look under
because
J.
the big dump is this Saturday.
Although we have placed two calls to apparently El Polo logo.
Yes.
And so the first call sounded like it was potential. Skype sucks ass.
No. Skype
sucks, Rob.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Well, you know what means it doesn't suck? If every time you use it, it's perfect.
Well, you
like
know
a
what?
Phone call.
The thing
but it's
is,
not. It's one out of two.
What Oscar said is so true. Skype is a cruel mistress. When it gives wonderfully.
Yeah? But well, that day that I called, that you called me, that was Skype, yeah. right?
See,
down in Florida?
Yes.
Right. And it was clear as
perfect.
A bell.
Wonderful.
But this, why do they sound like they're underwater, for Christ's sake?
He is in Woodbridge.
We are sure that he hasn't had a stroke, right?
Who's buying? Isn't Yahoo buying Skype or somebody?
Microsoft.
Microsoft's buying Skype for amazing amounts of money.
In a desperate
attempt
to
be relevant. So you can have something online that's even like 50% and you get all that money.
I think it has to do that.
It's like a major league second baseman.
If he's on a Skype line that's using the 3G network and not a Wi-Fi network, it could affect what he's doing.
That's true.
And the actual quality of the call.
That must be it,
I guess.
This is his cell phone?
Is what I have.
Are we going to get the Italian man again or whatever the guy we talked to?
I think he might have been Mexican.
Right, Bulgarian.
Bolivian.
See what happens.
I would recognize that.
Venezuelan.
Of course you would.
I think
it's going to be the same guy. It's going to be the same
not
guy.
Not the same guy.
Or nobody at all.
Is that right?
That's what I got. That's the number I call when he texts me.
We allow 10 rings on Dialing for Dollars.
And soon
All
we'll
right.
be back.
RJ,
to Verizon's voice messaging
service. Oh, no, he's got nothing.
Go into your mailbox.
No.
Later.
Hey, RJ, do you have our phone lines up by any chance? Because I'll tell Jason to call us in maybe the next segment.
Is the number is
or maybe
RJ
the next show?
Is RJ dialing the right number?
I verified. Jason sent me a text with the number. I looked at it compared to my contact list. It's that
Will
number.
You go
well, wait
over
a minute.
Wait,
hold on. We changed numbers. Remember, we called the first one, and then said we're
the
going to call you on your
Skype.
Cell. Right.
And then when that didn't work, I sent over to RJ his cell phone number.
And is the cell phone number the number that was
yes.
emailed to you?
Yes.
So he emailed both numbers.
That number was not the same.
Dial. You just dial. I don't need you explaining. I don't need you talking.
Mark, why don't you go over and dial
sure.
and see if you can get him, all right?
Okay.
Has the number we've been giving out, is that correct? That's what I'm concerned about now.
877-806-2482, or Jason's number.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even giving that out.
Right.
People
no, that's not
now.
Common.
No, and remember, you have until 7
well, yeah,
o'clock
I mean,
on Wednesday night.
It's no
night.
Secret. We can try. What number do you have there for Jason?
628. I'm not going to give it out because people who use streamers
Your show will go live in 5
what?
Seconds. 4.
Turn
what?
3.
What?
2.
Right.
One.
Well, Rob has the volume up.
What is going on?
That is a complete cluster F.
Get ready, I guess. I guess we're doing a show.
They
Hello?
Can't all be
Hello,
runs.
Cluster F. No, now we need Jason to call in, which he's going to do.
Okay. Jason said he's going to
yes.
do that?
Yes. I will.
I wouldn't
the
if
call.
I were him.
Should we start the show over?
Yeah.
I'd like to.
This is the first time I've ever thought that.
I'd really like to do that. You know,
let's just start the show.
No, 17 minutes of my life.
Right.
I'm not getting it back.
Right.
That's right.
Now, this has been entertaining in its own way.
I'm not getting
Oscar
that
seems to be having a good time.
He just sold 17 minutes.
All right, let's move on.
What would have been the number that would have said yes, turn around?
What would have been a good number?
12?
No.
10.
I did a very
Seven.
Funny Arnold Schwarzenegger
yes.
hit bit.
We're not dumping that.
I'm not erasing that.
We're not dumping that.
No,
that's good.
No.
I go to, listen, that's where Rob and I are the same. You know, you do anything.
Uh-huh.
No, going back,
you're done.
Nah.
If
you're
you
done.
Get magic to stick to tape,
right.
that magic stays on the tape no matter what
Stay.
Follows. Even
fair.
If it's 12 minutes of leader tape.
Rob Just... inherited it from John Pop. I inherited it from Rob. It's called the Pop Ethic.
That's fair.
John Pop
now running the NRA.
I'm lazy. Rob's lazy. John Pop was lazy, and we're all shocker fat. And the fact is, John Pop took Lazy to
the next level.
Of next level
on a cart
by providing himself with a cart, as Mike, opposed to
call
making
it the right name, Mike,
for a labor saving cart.
John That's right. Pop's labor saving cart.
I don't know about this cart.
He would come legendary. In to before you guys did the midday show. There was a G. Gordon Liddy,
yes.
And John Pop would have a labor saving cart that he would load up with all his stuff. Didn't need it really.
It was a utility cart.
I would guess it was.
He would load up scripts, tape cartridges, headphones, a reel to reel tapes. He would
cut
load
up
them,
vegetables.
Load them all up on this cart
now,
upstairs
on.
And push
this
it.
This is why you're a newsman, and this is why comedy is not your life. Let me explain why. I'm just going to explain this.
Well, I'm just going to explain.
No, but this is where you don't get it. Let me explain this, okay?
Okay.
This is how it works, okay? Uh-huh. What we're doing is we're painting the picture of the man being lazy.
I understand.
So
that.
The joke is that he had a cart for very little to carry. You see, when you say he had scripts, he had tapes, no, he didn't. He had a book and
a
folder. And he used the labor saving cart because his fat ass was too lazy to carry something. You know, that's the he loaded it up with ice cream and ice blocks and all that. That's not where the funny is. Rob, you probably know exactly what was on the cart.
Well, I can tell
because there's a reason we called it a labor saving cart, because it really wasn't necessary.
So this guy would.
I want to apologize for ruining it.
Oh, John ruined it years ago.
Sometimes, because you're a trusted friend, I don't get to do this on my other show. Uh-huh. So sometimes on this show, I like to compensate for what I'd like to
so
do.
So this guy would throw his folder and headphones onto a cart upstairs on the second floor and go to the elevator.
Yeah.
Roll it into the elevator.
Right. We're not talking a small cart. This was a cart that was brought in to support a cage of a large sort of a vermin rodent. What was it? It was
A weasel.
Or it was an animal.
A ferret?
That's what it was.
A ferret.
And it was a ferret stand. But then once the ferret died, which was a shame because the room smelled so much less like urine, he adopted it as his labor-saving cart.
Now, getting back to the cart, the cart could have been replaced by
an intern.
A box. You could bring a box down, but a box would require lifting.
And be honest, the cart could have been replaced by a young female intern.
Right.
And God, they love to ship in the intern.
But the things that couldn't be accomplished is you couldn't comfortably carry in your hands everything required.
What he had essentially a tall rolling cocktail table.
Right.
With drawers.
And he rolled it.
He loved it.
He rolled it.
Much funnier this way.
Another great example.
Now, are you being sarcastic?
I am a little
bit. No, his feelings are hurt.
His feelings are hurt, but sometimes I just want to say, he didn't have a lot of crap on this card.
Well, I didn't say a lot. I mentioned three, four things, maybe. And you've mentioned three or four things.
No,
here's another great example of John Pop laziness. He always carried white gaffer's tape. And when he got into the studio, he would put a piece of white gaffer's tape on the board and under faders for the cart machines. We're running cart machines and tape players. Under faders 4, 5, and 6, he would write GWPY. Then he would write THUN. Then he would write, I think it was 5840. Every day he did this. And I finally asked Cameron, who is the assistant producer. I said, what are those? He says, well, when Liddy says something borderline evil, he has a tape that says God will punish you, and he plays a thunderclap. I said, yeah, I've heard it a dozen times. He doesn't want to forget where they are on the board.
Wow.
He labeled them every day. I said, what's 5840? He says, that's their network top of the hour and the time it needs to start. He only did it 5 times every day for 2 years.
Why work to memorize
it? No, because you put down a piece of gaffer's
tape. When
you
can write it down.
Every day.
But
he was great.
Guys would see this guy, the elevator doors open up, and he rolls out with his car, and he shimmies it through the halls of JFK.
He rolls it down to the studio.
You know what? For a large
day.
Man, he was very accurate. And deli, he had a grace. You're like a large man, a graceful man.
Long and short of it, no more need for that cart. Rob's right. An intern or a decent sized box,
even a box,
put everything in there. You know, put everything
or
in
backpack.
There.
And another good thing about John,
or God forbid,
how's that?
Multiple trips.
No, we don't.
That
play
wasn't going to happen.
Poppy doesn't
that
play
was
that.
The point of the cart. Yeah.
Now, what also is good is John would be required to wear a shirt and tie every day. And as soon as Liddy would leave, he'd put on sweats.
He couldn't wait
to not be wearing a shirt and tie.
He wanted things to be comfortable.
He wanted to be loose.
How heavy?
What would John at one point?
Three, I would say, probably three bills. And he's a rubber band dieter, not unlike myself. We got him when we were. I hope this is the permanent weight loss reduction coming up. We secured John when we were skimming the cream off WYSP.
Good to know.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. All right, has Jason called in yet?
No, not yet.
Well,
did you send him the right number?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's take a break. Figure out. Get our act together in between. Buzzle like. Scowl at me for the rest of the commercial.
Yes.
And we'll come right back.
Come on.
Now don't touch the knobs, because I think we're going to have some fun with this one here.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment brought to you by Weight Not. A lot of you have mentioned to me my face looks a little thinner. Well, my whole body feels thinner. And to date, are you ready for this? 27 pounds. Wow.
I think it's so great, Mike, to see you around the house, coming through the doors straight.
Yeah, not sideways.
Not sideways.
It is so gratifying to be on this program. I talked about it. Weight Not is rapid weight loss, and it's done with a healthy system. They are they're life changing, and I really can't tell you how thrilled I am to have them associated with this show as well as my radio show. It's a wonderful organization, and the counselors help you every step of the way.
Counselor.
And you eat real food. That's what I like about it. I was telling RJ and the boys about my rediscovery of the tomato and how much I truly enjoy the tomato. And
are you buying a larger tomato or like the cherry tomatoes or grape tomatoes?
I got the regular tomato that I got from the farmer's market over the weekend.
Nice.
But that's neither here nor there. I just love the fact that this Weight Not program I've been on for 3 weeks today, mm-hmm. 3 full weeks, 27 pounds. That's what motivates me. You know what? You go on a lot of other programs, but I will tell you this. Results are what moves me. Mm-hmm. I don't care about anything else. And is it a commitment? Of course it's a commitment. Is it a lifestyle change? Yes, it's a lifestyle change. Do you have to pay attention? Yes, you have to pay attention. I'm not going to BS
that?
You and tell you that, you know, that this thing is easy. It's not. It's a commitment. Like any
That's
good
fair.
Commitment. But
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I've been on other programs that were much tougher, mm-hmm. and you don't get the results. So if you really have battled the weight and you've tried a million other diet plans like I have, settle on this one. I'm going to tell you guys, gals, you will not be disappointed. Weight Not has taken 27 pounds off me in 3 weeks. I am sitting here telling you that's what's happened. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. That is not a lie. Never been on a program like this. I love it. RJ is going to be jumping on it
that's
in the near future.
Exciting.
We're going to watch his progress as well. Call 855-WEIGHTNOT. That's 855-WEIGHTNOT or go to weightnot.com and you can access them on our webpage. So there's my spiel.
Nice.
And you no longer need the cart.
No longer need the labor-saving cart. What's the status with Mr.
I asked RJ to wait until you were finished talking about Weight Not. And
we're
going to
try him again, and then this will be the last chance.
Yes.
This is Mike, guaranteed.
He's hosting us at Cameron Hills Golf Links on Saturday, May 21st for the Big Duff 2.
The last
He's looking forward to
chance.
It. The last opportunity.
Down there waiting by the payphone.
Jason?
Hey, boys.
There he is.
Yeah. Nice to hear your voice, Jason, and we are so thrilled that we are coming back for the Big Duff 2 at Cameron Hills. How is everything? Probably soggy down there today, I would imagine.
We're a little wet, but that just means that people won't be playing all week, which means the course will be immaculate on Saturday. Oh, my God, are we going to have fun?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be better because we've taken all the things. It was great last year.
Yes.
There's something about your location out there in the middle of nowhere. You could commit a murder and get away with it out where you
Don't
are,
Don't give them any ideas.
No.
It's great. You have the bet. Nobody knows what the F we're doing. It's going to be great.
That's the nicest thing of all.
Jason, could you break down what really is the Big Duff for people that might just be tuning in now, maybe thinking about some last minute pulling of the trigger and just the day that is out there and the packages that are available?
If you were to take a round of golf, top it off with a ton of caloric Southern food, pour alcohol over it, and many, many laughs, you might have an understanding of what the day is going to be like.
That was well done. That was well done.
Jason, this is a challenge because I Rob, was I riding with you most of the day?
You were, Mike.
Rob and I were riding in a car together.
I remember times hidden in the woods.
Do you remember when we hid in the woods from girl?
When we just would talk.
am I not overstating when I played one hole with every group?
Every foursome, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to
that was
see
a good move.
I'll definitely see every foursome that's out there. Whether I play the entire hole with them, I'm not sure, but I will see every foursome, and we mix up all the guys. Mm-hmm. We'll see everybody
right.
As a matter of fact,
at least one hole.
Buzz wants to end the evening with a foursome.
And you got that great Southern buffet, and you doesn't your mom like do the cooking for this thing?
Actually, it's a lady that's local. She won't tell us the recipe or anything like that. We just say make fried chicken, and she does, and it's lips smacking tasty.
Yeah, it's so good. And then we have the party, the end of the world party, which is, I don't know who came up with
Jason
that.
Jason did.
Jason, you came up with the end of the world party?
Yes, sir. Might as well tempt fate, right? If the world actually ends, I'm going to feel like a real jerk.
And the cool thing is, that's at the undisclosed location.
Of course.
I don't even know where it is.
Well, none of us do.
I swear to God, we don't even know where it is. Now, are we having...
You're going to be in my basement. It's great.
God, I hope not. Is the caravan leaving? Are we leaving from here like in the morning?
Well, we were meeting at a location there.
We're meeting at a location down there.
We're meeting at a location there, and then a limo will take us to the event.
Ah,
yes.
So we're going to meet where we're going to be back at. Right?
Yes.
The undisclosed location. So I hope they disclose it to us before
be careful.
We get there.
Mm-hmm. I'm pacing myself. It's a month. I've had a month. My alcohol has not touched my lips.
I love to watch you pace yourself. Like, you'll be pacing yourself until you first see the beer lady.
I want to be careful. I want to be okay.
Hello, nerd woman. I'll have 100 Yingling beers.
All right. We have lovely. Now, Jason, I'm going to go through the checklist. And you just say check after this, okay? We have the Southern Buffet.
Check.
We have the hostesses on a couple of the holes.
Check and check.
We have the beer cart girl.
Check.
And we have the lovely golf course.
Check.
Anything that I'm leaving out outside of the after the end of the world party?
Nothing that, no. I think, the Omera crew is the only thing that we're missing. So once you guys get down there, the party will start.
Well, we have every intention of being there.
Here's the question that a listener wrote me this, and I want to double check them, make sure it's sure. It's a certain sure thing. Are pants optional?
Always.
Pants are optional. You got to. I have to paint the picture as Oscar likes to do. You're in the middle of nowhere.
You have to drive 25 miles before you start seeing the signs for somewhere.
It's in the woods.
It is so cool because once you get there, you have this overwhelming feeling of. Freedom!
Yes, that's great.
So, Jason, we are so psyched. And the weather forecast is looking terrific. I'm really psyched about this.
Oh, it's going to be perfect. It really is. It's going to be perfect. And once everybody gets there, we actually close and lock the gates to the golf course. So it is going to be all out.
Awesome. You can check in.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. But you can't check out.
Jason, we will see you. And it's the Big Duff 2. And when the hell do we tee off? What time does it get underway?
Like
10 o'clock to y'all.
Oh, my
10 o'clock to y'all.
Oh, at 10 o'clock to y'all. A little earlier than last time.
Rendezvousing at 9, I suppose?
Yeah, we'll be at the location at 9 a.m.
Wow. 9 a.m.? Oh, it's a long
day. It's a long drive
to
get there.
Leave Friday night.
A long day.
That's like Rob's appearance.
Hey, guys, we're selling this.
Yeah, no.
It's a long drive.
That's the first time we've heard that.
It's a long day.
I'm going to get hammered and hopefully not arrested.
But Jason, correct me if I'm wrong. The guys are going to have a little bit of a break between the golf and the party.
We have a rest actually scheduled right into the day. After you eat, you'll head back to your hotel.
After
you check
eat,
in, relax,
after
take a nap.
You, lie down. And what
18
time is
minutes
the,
rest.
What time does the party start?
6 p.m.
6 a.m. on Sunday.
6 a.m. the following day. We will see you at the Big Duff 2. Jason, thanks so much for hosting this again, and we are truly, truly looking forward to it.
S-A-D.
All right. See you later, Jason. That's Jason from
good man
Cameron
right
Hills.
Good man. Guy.
Man, this is...
it will be big.
Who set up the Iowa schedule? Uh-oh. Who set up the Iowa schedule? God.
It's not. I mean,
I got it. I'm terrified.
About the drinking?
I'm terrified
about
everything.
You know you.
I've been on this program. I've been so good. I just want
to
make sure.
All you need to do is
talk to my counselor.
Just go to the Southern lady and say you would like 3 ounces of skinless fried chicken and 2 baked beans.
Oh,
Mike, all you have to do is start drinking at noon.
Right.
Just hold off till noon.
Okay.
And that gives you a good 6 hours before the party.
Okay.
Then 4 hours at the party.
Sure.
10 p.m. in bed.
Just light a cigarette at the gas station and say, don't catch fire till 12.
Well, I'll require the help of my pals. So hopefully you guys
will. Well, I certainly have never enabled you.
All right. So I wrote this down. Jerry Lewis retiring. Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Mike.
I know that this is a big story, number one
bad
story.
Bad day yesterday for me with Alton and this.
And poor Jerry.
I know.
That Arnold Schwarzenegger knocks him off the headline of the front page.
Not
That's
even
a
news.
Drag. That is amazing. Jerry Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, retiring. Rob, this is the end of an era.
Tell me about it. And I'd like to start. I'd like to read the press release from MDA.
Is this Jerry's words or MDA's words?
Jerry's words through MDA.
Okay, very good.
The headline... You'll never walk alone, colon, Jerry Lewis to make his final telethon appearance. Dateline, Tucson, Arizona, 16 May, 2011. And this is a great opening sentence that I think Jerry may have written. One of the world's greatest humanitarians of all time.
Now,
to be a humanitarian is great. To be one of the greatest humanitarians is also good. To be one of the greatest humanitarians of all time is spectacular.
That's what you want.
But to be the world's greatest humanitarian of all time, Jerry Lewis has announced he is retiring as host of the annual Muscular Dystrophy Association Labor Day Telethon.
It's music.
Quote.
Sad music.
It's Smile, Mike. It's Jerry's theme song.
Smile, though your heart is breaking, hey lady.
As a quote, I quote, as a labor of love, I've hosted... As a labor of love, Mike.
As a labor of love, smoking and sliding.
I've hosted the annual telethon since 1967.
Swigglingham Clyde.
1966, I was there with Cy Gurdon.
Sagan Footing Sliding
Also Melvin Bonstein.
Bonsteining Freezing.
I've hosted since 1966. I'm sorry, this would be serious, Jerry, though.
Dino Dean.
Since 1966.
66 and things.
And I'll be making my final appearance on this show this year by performing my signature song, You'll Never Walk Alone.
If he makes it.
He will.
I hope so.
He's never missed a gig.
This will.
Except, well, no, he did once. For
he
me,
missed damn Yankees.
I had tickets to see him at Madison Square Garden.
Blood came from every opening. Tomorrow.
Yes.
I want a tribute to Jerry.
You want some greatest hits?
I want some greatest hits
Great
of Jerry.
Moments.
I figured this would be a labor of love for you.
It's so sad. It's just so sad. Oh, the quote continues. I'll continue to serve MDA as its national chairman as I've done since the early 1950s. I'll never desert MDA and my kids. And he also says it's time for a new telethon era. This year's six-hour primetime telethon on September 4th. Now, this is something else that's sad. It's no longer a 21.5 or 19-hour broadcast.
What's it, a 45-minute segments?
6 hours only.
6 hours?
I don't know the time, and I don't know.
Six hours.
On the Love Network.
6 hours in singing screaming.
But it's going to be spectacular, and he's thrilled to be a part of it. Quote, we're so close to treatments that it's absolutely vital.
Doesn't he say that every year?
He does.
He says that every year. And you know what's going to be big about this year? Dean's coming back.
Oh. Wow.
It's a skeleton
for everyone to tune in. Maybe if he gets $1 more, he could heal Dean.
He can bring Dean back through Dean's DNA left on a Sahara Hotel sheet.
For a $75 love donation, you get a shovel
and Dean's signet ring.
Smorgan Phoenix cleaning.
America has always found a way each year to give me that just $1 more.
Amen.
To help my kids.
Jerry.
And, you know, this is sad.
I understand Ed McMahon's coming back.
Also, well, the $100 donation gets you the Ed shovel.
Frank will be there.
Yes.
Sammy will be there.
Danny Cans.
Yeah. It's gonna
the late Danny Cans.
It's going to look like one of those old Sinbad battle scenes. And I don't mean the comedian. I mean the old movie where they fought the skeletons.
That's right. Ray Harryhausen.
Smorgan's fighting city.
It's Ed McMahon with a sword. Hey. Mike, I did bring you just a little of Jerry from last year's telethon. He did dust off one of my favorite songs that he performs. These are custom lyrics by Lil Mattis, okay?
You know we can't smile without you. We can't smile without you. We can't laugh, can't sing, unless we can hear those telephones ring. Sometimes we feel sad, then you call. Feel glad when you call.
Oh, the crowd. Jerry. Jerry, we lost the crowd.
Can't smile without you.
Why are they cutting back to 6 hours?
Once in a while.
I think perhaps
out of
it was
mercy, perhaps.
I think it was time, but I hope in the 6 hours,
once
Mike.
Once in a while, I had a heart attack in 64.
The one thing I hope is that 6 hours allows Jerry to do his signature piece. A lot of people wait for him to sing You'll Never Walk Alone.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
the real people.
Through, walk on.
The real people that love Jerry and love what Jerry does, they hope he'll sing.
Welcome. Welcome back to Hour 20.
You hope he'll sing.
We've
his.
We got some stuff to do.
His Al Jolson medley.
We have some things to tell
this
you.
Is it?
Oh, we have some that. People to present.
People to present.
And we're going to check my memory.
I always think the most exciting thing about the Jolson medley is watching him compete with the band to see who's going to set the tempo.
One of the things in broadcasting of any kind,
yes,
you will find yourself sometimes using the wrong words, and you sometimes will have to cover for using the wrong words
on the fly
and make it sound like it's seamless in it.
Right.
Jerry does it all the time, and he's the master of it.
The best.
Because he actually makes no sense a lot of the times, but he just rolls on like it's the perfect thing to say.
And he's conditioned his audience to think that's what's supposed to happen.
Right.
Mike Jolson medley.
Everything seems lovely when we start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray. But wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're far from home. Here's what you'll be saying, oh, when you're far from home. Mammy, Mammy. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. I just learned where the sun shines best. Ha, ha, ha. Mammy.
That's it. What happened to his rhythm?
Oh, I know. It's gone.
The sun shines east, west.
Boingy, boingy, boing, boing.
I should like very much, Mike, just to play you the end.
All right.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I give the world.
Well, he's the best part, right?
He loves it.
I'm Mitchie.
Keep in mind, Mike, this was Jerry's hit single right here.
Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song. Sing it soft and low, just low. You had me on your knees.
This is last year. 4 years ago.
It was 81.
Still trying to get the oxygen. Hey, we're all going to get old. All right, I'm on that way myself.
He's done a lot of
not me, I'll be dead before I'm old.
Goodbye.
A big finish, chair.
Goodbye, babe. Be with the dick. See, mellow. Dick. See, mellow.
Here we go.
Dick. See, mellow. Dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Just let me say this. Perhaps it is time, but it doesn't make it. It doesn't make it any sadder for me because that is the last link to old school show business.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
It is my favorite television show every year, and please know, I don't ever try to discount the good Jerry's done because he's done an amazing job.
Yeah, yes, he really has. But, and you know, you would see people that have provided with services in that area of MDA. That's he's done a great job. So salute to Jerry. We make fun of Jerry like we make fun of every icon in show business.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works.
Well, he's not dying. He's
what's
gonna
that?
Continue
right.
working.
Well, no, but the telethon is dying.
Oh no!
I think once this is over,
That's it.
That's what happens to these guys.
That's right. Yeah, he'll have
I hate to
else.
Say it.
No, he's very right.
I'm hoping at the end of my life. life. I'm hoping for a good, solid 10 years of pure leisure.
The good news.
That's going to extend my life.
The good news, next year's telethon hosted by Dick Clark. So that's the good, that's the bright side.
Who do you think? Is it going to be Tony Orlando?
I think it's Tony Orlando.
That's disaster.
That is a disaster.
Ryan Seacrest.
No, Oscar. Oh, that you hear that name for everything. I hope it's not Ryan Seacrest.
Look at the, Oscar, look at this picture and tell me if you think he's not dying.
No, I've seen him, and
Mark, that is so cruel.
And you know what, that's from 1968.
He's got like a gray hue to him.
His hair went from black; it never got gray. It's more of a pewter color. Mm-hmm. I think you know what? If they're smart, you know who they put in that job. And keep in mind, now it's only going to be a 6-hour broadcast.
Right. Here's the thing that's unfair:
you bring
to Jerry.
In Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron.
He hosts the overnight, Mike.
Well, there's no more old school showbiz, so you can't replace him with
Bergeron
anybody.
Is pretty good in the overnight, and I think he could do it, but I think if they offer it to Tony Orlando, there's trouble.
It's you know who I like?
Who?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Nice.
Because he'll say all the right things.
Yeah. A total is...
anyway, seriously, you say Tom Bergeron.
Leno.
Yeah, no, I thought of that, but he's too hated right now.
Right.
Leno.
It requires a
It's going to be Ryan Seacrest.
No, it won't, because it requires something. It requires someone that doesn't need cards to read off.
Bergeron
can do that.
Well, are you ready for a request of mine?
Yeah.
I would love this, and I think it would give him more exposure because he's on late at night. Craig Ferguson.
I think Craig could do it.
That would be great. Wow.
But
does
he have,
somewhere.
And he would have to find that sincere vein in his broadcast career that he only finds when he loses a parent.
You know, I go back and I think of the old Larry Sanders show where Hank was talking about getting the telethon.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it did for Jerry. Oh, God, it's just funny. You know, look what that did for Jerry. Who knows? That'll be a big deal. That'll be a big showbiz deal.
And
my question to you, Mr. MDA,
yes.
Do you think they'll make the announcement prior to Jerry's last telethon, so he'll have the passing of the scepter? Do you think that'll happen?
I don't. I think that if they do a passing of the scepter, that the people at MDA, parenthesis Jerry Lewis, are going to see that as a way to undermine him during his last six straight hours. Now, for those people like myself...
Just had a horrible thought.
For the people like myself that celebrate Jerry...
Yeah.
This is going to be an amazing 6 hours.
I might look in myself for his last one. It's kind of sad,
it's
bittersweet.
It's
going to
be great.
No, my mom will be watching it. She watches it every year.
All right, so you had an evil thought, you said.
Ellen.
Would that
be horrible?
No, she won't do it.
Could happen.
No.
She's all about that kind of stuff.
No.
Susie Orman.
Susie Orman.
No, here's the thing. Ellen is too hip for that. It is not a hip thing. Mm-hmm. You need someone with at least a nod to the old school, and that's why I think Bergeron.
A nod to the old school. I don't know. I'm totally lost.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy that does all the roasts?
Oh, Snooki.
No. Oh. The guy.
The situation.
The situation would be wonderful.
The situation. We will take a break. We will come back. And sorry, we didn't have any funny answers on that. That's our job. We failed so miserably. We'll be right back with the audio ball after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
The name I was thinking of, Mike, Jeffrey Ross.
Jeffrey Ross.
I think Jeffrey Ross would be a wonderful telethon
I'd be watching. He is so nasty looking. When I went to his stand-up show, he was so dirty looking. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show animated series by the very talented Gabe Strine. Download the Strine Studios cartoons. Each month they are hysterical for just $1.99. Episode 8, The Newlywag Game is now out, and the Mike O'Mara Show animated series only at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll love that. It puts us in a very different framework, and you'd love it. The Newlywag Game is my all-time favorite.
Pictures of our broads.
Yes.
That's
right. Hysterical.
I love it.
Kind of sad for some people.
Ah, it's all good.
That's right. You all right?
Yeah, I'm great.
You can't erase history, Mike.
All right, let's get to it and open up the audio vault.
Thank you for opening the thing.
May 17, 2011.
I wanted to get to this last Friday, but I came back to it because there's an update. Have you all followed the saga of young Brittany Campbell?
I have. This is the young lady who was 8 years old, and her mother injected her with Botox.
Right. She is a young beauty pageant, the way you were when you were eight.
Child abuse, pure and simple, and a tragedy. Just a stupid mother who ought to be locked up for a while, just to reevaluate her priorities.
This is some skin crawling audio when they ask Brittany, 8 years old, what does Botox feel like?
I do it, but it hurts sometimes. But I get used to it.
And what do you do it for?
don't know.
Well, do you do it because you see wrinkles, or?
Oh yeah, I see like wrinkles, and it just like I just like don't like think wrinkles are nice for little girls.
All right, do you think I'm overstating it when I say I'd like to take that Botox needle and stick it right into the eye of the mother?
We're with you.
I mean, Jesus.
Well, here, do you want to hear the mother defend it?
I have not heard the mother's audio.
Here is the mother, Carrie Campbell, defending giving 8-year-old Botox.
And I think a lot of the kids making the big impression on the lines on her face and stuff like probably influenced her to want to do it a little bit more.
You're what? Saying Brittany asked you for Botox?
We talked about it. She didn't exactly ask me about it, but I know that she was complaining about her face, having wrinkles and things like that.
You administer it because you're an esthetician.
Part-time.
I just feel like there's a loss of innocence in many people's eyes, you know, when the little kid is worried about the way they look and not about sort of, you know, if it's sunny enough to play outside.
It's a tough world in the pageant world, I'm telling you. The kids are harsh, and
it's tough, Mike.
Being confident is something that she has to be.
Something.
What?
There's the dropped consonant, you white trash piece of
Not just the physical, which probably something that could pass, but I'm talking about the psychological trauma that's brought on the
unbelievable.
Child.
Unbelievable. Right. Hey, here's a question. Just throw it out real quick.
Can I play one more tape before we throw
of
it out?
Of her? Is this same
thing? This is of the daughter.
Okay.
Another thing, it's not just limited to Botox, Mike. They've made the 8-year-old try waxing.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Pageant trend, waxing.
It was super, super hard to deal with that.
So why did you want to get waxed?
Because I just don't think it's ladylike to have hair on your legs.
8 years old.
You're waxing
their
legs?
Do
they even have hair on their legs?
Yeah,
little cute downy hair.
Right.
Little like baby chicks.
Right.
It's the mother.
Real quick. Totally. I don't know. I think.
Lock that bitch up.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Yeah. Jesus.
This is the kid's mother.
I think you'll enjoy this update then.
Okay.
Some news broke yesterday.
I just think, this is taking the kid's mother away, which
she's
amazing.
Unfit.
This is what brought this story back to my attention.
All right.
We have an update now on that dramatic story we first brought you last week. Remember the 8-year-old girl given Botox by her mom? Well, there have been developments over the weekend. Lara Spencer brought us the story. And Lara, we've learned now that the girl is no longer with her mom.
That's right. I've spoken with someone very close to the case. She is out of her mother's home. She's doing well. The case is under investigation by CPS, and we should have new details within a week. But the main thing here, she's doing well.
So she's been out of the house.
And it's being investigated by Child Protective Services.
All right,
I think that's a step in the right
maybe
direction.
Maybe I'll ask the question this way.
All right, please.
Do you keep this child away from the mother permanently? Do you think
no?
Because I don't know.
Not necessarily. Here's my plan, and I would hope this would work. There's no guarantee that it would, but my plan would be to have the girl stay with relatives until mom can be re-educated, retrained,
or psychologically evaluated.
Well, that's a starting point.
And it also depends.
I think for the good of the child, you might be right about that.
It also depends where the child can go until that point. Is there family? Then good. If it's going to be in some sort of shelter or home, that's scarring on a child.
Maybe
too.
There's a Mr. Spiewak on her block.
That's true.
I'm referred to as Mr. Rob.
Then you
please,
go the other way, and maybe do you send a message, though? Maybe you use this as an example. But it's all about the welfare of the kid. And if you're going to hurt the child further by keeping her away from her mother forever, who knows?
Under my plan, mom doesn't get the kid back if she doesn't complete the re-education successfully.
And you can read his plan at buzzburbanksplan.com.
Right. Just give me a call, and I'll
hook you up. What do you figure the timeline is for something like that? I think a year.
Until she learns. I mean, until the message gets through to this woman.
How long do you think that would be?
I don't know. It depends on how severely disturbed this woman is. That seems too short. Mm-hmm. I think she needs longer than that.
2 months.
2 weeks.
I think a year.
You think a full year?
I think a full year. You lose your kid for a year.
I think first off that she needs to get out of the pageant world. That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and also it was mentioned
order.
That the mother is
that whole pageant world. You know what they ought to do with that whole pageant world? In my opinion,
I agree.
Yeah. I think it is complete crap. I mean, didn't we learn anything from JonBenet when we were watching that? Right. I think it's sick. I think it borders on pedophilia. I think it's not good stuff. I really don't like it at all.
They mentioned in the first piece that the mother is a beautician that administers the Botox. I say take that job away from
her. Oh, that too, absolutely.
Yeah. Or she can lose whatever her license is.
Yeah. All right. More pageants, no more license.
Rob, let's have some. Do we have anything lighter in the audio vault?
Not really. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I really think you'll enjoy this. There's been some debate as to whether or not rapper Common. Do you like rap singers?
I do, Rob. Yes.
Well, there's that a rap singer in the hip hop world. His name is Common.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Common shot to death?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's the other guy. He's still alive. Who's the rapper that got shot? There's a rapper that
got shot.
Like most of them end up getting shot to death.
But Common's an actor as well.
Okay.
He's actually one of the more famous.
And he was invited to the White House. White House.
Common Oscar.
He's Common. He's a rap singer, Mike.
So Common, Rob.
More of an R&B.
He was invited to the White House, and this enraged many people.
Oh, conservatives went off the edge.
Yeah,
this.
And there was a pretty good debate last night on O'Reilly when he brought on Jon Stewart, and I like way Jon Stewart takes on O'Reilly on this.
Good.
This is a little longer than we normally play, but it's a good debate.
I haven't even heard it yet, but okay. I have seen Stewart with O'Reilly mm-hmm. before. Here's the wonderful thing. Jon Stewart is smarter than Bill O'Reilly.
Yes. Right.
So Jon Stewart knows exactly how to play Bill O'Reilly. Not easy to do because O'Reilly is the ultimate bully,
right.
And he's tough to get around, but I love Stewart with O'Reilly.
You're going
to
love the way Stewart takes a word that O'Reilly throws at him and throws it back at him. I think you'll like that.
Good.
This guy is controversial all day long with this stuff. Not only did he support this cop killer or celebrate the cop killer, he celebrated another one in Philadelphia.
Again, he's celebrating someone he thinks was unjustly. He's not celebrating.
Is this Perry Nason we're talking about now? Is this the most brilliant lawyer of all time?
Who?
This Common.
Oh, Common. Well, let me ask you a question.
Come on.
Are you familiar with Leonard Peltier?
Yes.
Okay. Leonard Peltier was convicted of killing two
FBI agents. Now we're going out to Wounded Knee.
It's similar.
Uh-huh.
All right.
No, it's not.
Why is it not?
Because you're pettifogging the issue.
It's the exact same thing. It's a guy convicted of killing a law enforcement official. Now, guess who wrote a song about Leonard Peltier?
Yeah.
Bono.
Okay.
Guess where he was? The White House. Booyah!
All right.
That's a rock. No, that is exactly the same.
Okay.
Bob Dylan wrote a song about a convicted killer named Hurricane Carter. He's been to the White House. Why are you drawing the line at Common? There is a selective outrage machine here at Fox that pettifogs only when it suits the narrative that suits them. This guy is in the crosshairs in a way that he shouldn't be. Whether you agree with him or not, you may think he's ignorant in believing that Assata Shakur is innocent. You may think he's ignorant in believing that Mumia is, but then guess what? Bono can't go to the White House. Springsteen can't go to the White House. Bob Dylan can't go to the White House. You got a lot of people that aren't allowed to sit in the White House because they've written songs about people convicted of murder.
Jeez.
Wow. Isn't that great?
I mean, I think
that thing amazing.
There are two things at play here. Mm-hmm. Jon Stewart's a smart guy.
Yes.
But if Jon Stewart is doing that on the fly, he is, get out of that Daily Show and go run for office.
Right.
Because we need a guy like Jon Stewart in the White House.
He doesn't want the pay cut.
Not the That's White House. Right. We need him in the
I didn't know what
Congress.
Pettifog was till just now.
I didn't know. What is it? What's the word again?
Pettifog.
Pettifog. Not familiar with it myself.
Pettifog is I know demagogue.
It's small fog.
Okay, that's it.
You know, but that's right.
That is your audio ball
That's
for today.
Ball.
Thank you, Rob. Good stuff. We'll come back with the news. It's a small frog.
Very, very frog.
It's a small frog you can ride. We'll be right back.
Pistol shots ring out in the fire room night.
Welcome back. That's the Dylan?
It's Hurricane, yeah. Great song.
That's right. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Time to get Mr. Buzz in here with the news of the day. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Pettifog, P-E-T-T-I-F-O-G, is to argue over petty things.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
To argue over petty things.
Very good.
We learned something.
Here comes the petty news.
I understand, Bruce.
We're brought to you today by Fandango, your ultimate source for movie tickets and showtimes, theater listings, movie reviews, and coming attractions. You can even watch the trailers in HD, even for DVDs. And remember, movie tickets and gift cards make great Father's Day gifts. Just click the Fandango link on our website.
Fandango. I've used it.
You have?
It's fantastic.
That's good to hear that.
Yeah.
And here are the details of what we were talking about earlier. Arnold Schwarzenegger has announced exactly why he and his wife of 25 years have separated. The bodybuilder turned actor turned politician says he fathered a child with a longtime member of the household staff more than 10 years ago. He says he just told Maria about it this year after he left his job as governor.
Say, Maria, by the way.
By the way. Arnold says he makes no excuses and takes full responsibility for the hurt that he has caused his family. His wife of 25 years, Maria Shriver, has no comment. The employee left the family on otherwise good terms earlier this year, having reached her goal of 20 years of service. She says, she told the Los Angeles Times, she wanted to finish out that 20 years before leaving.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this was an employee who was in the house mm-hmm. every day.
For 20 years.
Yeah. Was the child there too? Was the kid there too?
That I don't know. We don't know yet. I heard on the Today Show this morning that
yes, the child was around the house, around the family, mm-hmm. knew Arnold, knew Maria.
So. Oh, that poor woman.
But
man,
you know what?
I've changed the whole thing, you know, because mm-hmm. I was giving Maria a hard time for maybe, you know, covering this up during the election. So yeah, she didn't know about this.
Apparently.
Oh, that really. But you know what?
Do you think how many people
when Maria Shriver married Arnold Schwarzenegger went, "What the hell is she thinking?"
Yeah. Right, right?
Yeah.
You know,
so now that's proven.
He's a dope. He's a big.
And
stupid 10
years
idiot.
Ago, I mean, you got to have some real, real balls to really sit down and say, "Okay, I've clearly made a mistake." This is an Arnold's point. Mm-hmm. I've clearly made a mistake, but you got to really be full of yourself to say, "Okay, well, I'm just going to let her continue to work here
and bring the child
just going to come into this
world." There might be some moronic strain in his brain that liked it. And, like he's getting away with it.
I think you're talking about the moron, less on the moron, more on
the
ego.
It's the entitlement.
Okay.
The entitlement, the ego.
Well,
the amazing brass of this.
That brass has to be rooted in being a moron, though.
He gets elected governor. God, these guys, these John Edwards types that do this crap. You know, I don't know if I possess that chip to be able to. You know what? You have to lie. You have to live a total lie.
For one thing, Mike, that chip is not on your diet.
Unbelievable.
Plus, the child's there, and the child may or may have not known. Clearly, probably not. The
child probably playing with Arnold's
kids.
Yes,
sure.
His kids, legitimate kids. Yeah. Wow. I can't. You know what? This one's going to grow hair. I look forward to reading more about this.
I look forward
as it
to reading
out.
The book.
You know, I was talking about this on The Edge this morning, and I said, judge not lest ye be judged. And men have penises, and men are interested in other women.
I'm pissed about the cheating. I'm pissed about the fact that, and I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Go
but
ahead.
It's the fact that you feel like it's somehow you're so powerful and you're so great.
You can have the child in your house for 10 years. Watch the child. Have the privilege of watching your bastard son or daughter, bastard son grow up. In front of you, it's staggering.
On the subject of power, I don't think I've ever seen anybody control a situation like this before. Now, he may have made this public announcement to stay ahead of it because he felt it was going to come out anyway, but he managed to control this and keep it quiet through his entire governorship. The fact that this didn't come out before is almost scary how tight a lid he kept on this.
It's a tribute to the woman.
Yeah, she was a good egg.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to the woman who didn't reveal this. Amazing.
Is there any chance she's deaf and dumb?
Oh, God.
No, but some women...
After 20 years, a deaf and dumb woman has retired.
That woman probably fell in love with him.
Right.
And was like, well, this is the hand I've been dealt in life.
They probably continued the affair for 10 years.
I would imagine you just don't stop having sex.
Wow.
How's the kid?
And you know what? I bet there was some carrot on the end of some string. When I'm not governor anymore, then we will be together.
I will leave, and let's see where they go. Let's see what happens.
The kid never got Botox. A couple of big Republican names, both of whom have TV shows, have removed themselves from the 2012 presidential shopping cart. Fox Not News host Mike Huckabee, once governor of Arkansas, is out, and now so is Celebrity Apprentice host Donald Trump. As we pointed out earlier, Trump will not run in a race he cannot win, and he lost his lead as contender after being shut down in his ruckus about Obama's birth certificate.
Told everybody that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm, yep. You did. You said it was publicity, and he's certainly using it for that.
God, he got it. He got it. Successful that way.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not too late to get back in.
We can only hope, Rob.
Fingers crossed.
President Trump, a dream.
Do you think a Trump Huckabee ticket is unstoppable?
Trump Huckabee. That's a character of fiction.
Great fiction.
I went down to the local mercantile, and outside of his house painting his picket fence was my favorite friend, Trump Huckabee.
Trump says he's just not ready to leave the private sector. That's what it is. He says he's not ready to endorse any other candidates yet. He says he is proud to have gotten everybody talking about China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he makes his endorsement, of course, because I can't pick my candidate until Donald Trump tells me
exactly.
who to vote for.
Exactly. What are it's we going to think?
We'll know how to vote.
At 49 years of age, Stephen Hawking knows he won't live much longer. He has Lou Gehrig's disease and something called motor neuron disease. But
that's how he rolls.
The man considered perhaps the smartest who ever lived, says he does not believe he's going to heaven or that anybody else is either.
No ramp?
Quoting Hawking, I regard the brain.
Rob, that's terrible.
I regard.
Is it? That's what a horrible thing to say.
I withdraw it.
What a horrible thing to say, Rob. No ramp.
Hawking says, I regard the brain as a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There is no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. That is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark.
St. Peter, I'm sorry. I did not
We're going
know. St. Peter.
Mr. Hawking, we have 3 parking spaces and they're all taken.
You mean your real God?
Sure.
Boy, was I wrong.
On a happier note, in the meantime, some of us are having a lot of sex. One in every 25 of us is doing it like bunnies. A new survey shows that about 3% of us, 3%, have sex almost every day. Jeez. And that 1% have it more than once a day.
Those
every
surveys,
day.
I have maintained that those surveys. Nice. What are you doing?
Those are some scary numbers that don't seem to affect me.
And they don't affect me.
Uh-huh.
They affect you, Mark?
No.
I believe those are BS. I think that 3%.
Oh, 3%. Yeah, 3%.
Those people that say every day.
Enough,
you know what? Those people that say that they do it every day are probably the people that do it once every 6 months.
But they also work in the governor's mansion for 20 years, and then they retire.
Household staff.
She must have been hot.
Mm-hmm. New survey.
I'd love to see a picture.
Yeah. Me too.
Right. Can you get us a picture, Buzz?
I will try.
Just right. Find one right now.
Just
right.
Looks like Liz Crenshaw.
New survey says about 3% of us have sex almost every day, and 1% have it more than once every day. The biggest percentage of us, 26%.
The cruelty is coming into my brain because I was going to say, hotter than Maria? It's like, get a phone book. I'm sorry. That's terrible. That's not funny.
Oh, because Maria
that
was a good
very
dude.
Cruel. I'm going, she's a good lady.
She had some strong features.
And she did in her day.
Jeez, you could grate cheese on that face.
In her day.
She was cute.
Now it's kind of like, yeah.
Mike, I'm afraid it was a rather short day. It might have been during a solstice.
I think Arnold.
It was one of the shortest days of the year.
This is terrible. I think Arnold had something to do with that.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah. Okay, now
She's
I feel
a little,
even,
a little
now,
haggard.
Now I feel even worse.
Push up on the cheeks.
Then I have done my job.
That's terrible.
The biggest percentage of us, 26%, are having sex once or twice a week. 16% say 3 or 4 times a week. Sadly, 18% of us say we're not having it at all. 7% say once every few months. 3% just once or twice a year. 15% say once or twice a month. Only 5% of us are virgins. Fat chicks, meanwhile, are facing a new kind of discrimination at the doctor's office. A number of OBGYNs in South Florida are now refusing to examine or treat.
He's put together a dandy little newscast.
It's fertile soil, isn't it?
It is.
They are refusing to examine or treat women over 200 pounds.
Oh, no.
Yes, Mike.
Oh, no. No.
That's
no.
Right.
Yes.
No.
Most of these doctors claim their exam tables won't support that much weight.
Megan, would you hop up on the table, please?
Oh. I lost the speculum.
All right.
Again.
Molly, we need you to roll over just a little bit. I'm having trouble.
Lost the case. The speculum was in. About half the doctors say it's because treating Zoftig women is too risky for complications.
Right.
A Florida newspaper found that 15 out of 105 OBGYNs refused to treat obese women, but quoting one doctor, if I had that policy, I wouldn't have a practice.
I'd
lose half my patients.
I seem to have found some sort of growth.
Where are you, Doc?
I found some sort of a growth down here. Hey, it's Oscar Santana. Hi, Oscar.
Is this a bag of Cheetos?
No.
This is great. Hey, look, a kitten.
Wow, seating for 4.
I found a kitten, and I found a smart car.
Finally, also
already?
From the home office in Florida, a county deputy in Lakeland, Florida, has been suspended. Deputy suspended after demanding the IDs of some Burger King employees and calling for backup. After they messed up his wife's order.
Oh, my God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show. Woo.
Wow. Hey, Buzz, remember when I was saying you didn't know funny at the beginning?
Yes.
That's a hell of a funny newscast
Thank you
put
sweetie.
Together
there. I appreciate it.
All right, time to get out of here. Don't forget the big dump. Your time is running out, people. We want to get Well, we got a couple more slots left?
Yes.
Come on.
Just a few more.
Let's make it a sellout, please.
Wednesday at 7 is the
please,
deadline.
Even if you're not a golfer, get yourself a club.
I can't wait for the internet to crash at 6:55 Eastern on Wednesday night. I know our listeners.
The Big Duff 2, our annual golf tournament this Saturday at Cameron Hills in King George. It's golf prizes. You heard all about
debauchery.
It. Several packages still available. Check it out by going to MikeOmeraShow.com for the details or call Jason at 703-628-1343. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Mark Ronick, Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, Stephen Hawking.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.